Sports Radio 100.3 The Team is socially networked. Facebook.com/1003theteam. Follow us on Twitter at 100.3 The Team. And now on Instagram at 100.3 The Team.
Welcome back to The Drive. Hope everyone's out having a great Monday morning out on the Grand Strand and across the country. We again are joined by Marcus Lattimore in studio, former South Carolina running back, drafted by the 49ers in the third round. And I got to say that irked me a little bit because I'm a Rams fan, but I'll have to deal with that.
I'm a Browns fan. I wouldn't want you to go there.
No, oh, man.
We don't wish that upon anybody.
It's a little rough up there.
Oh, my goodness.
So and I know everyone probably knows your stats by heart, but I'm a huge stats guy. I think, you know, if you can form an opinion based around stats, you know, that's the best opinion you can actually have. And so I just want to go through some of your career numbers at South Carolina. Almost 3,000 yards rushing in three seasons, especially 2010 when you had almost 1,200 yards rushing. That was a special season. Your touchdowns, you had 38 total touchdowns. And some of the records you have in here is ridiculous. So in 2010, you were second in the SEC with rushing attempts. Yards from scrimmage in 2010, you were number one overall. I mean, just an incredible year. Your career in the SEC, 41 touchdowns from scrimmage. That's 16th all time. I mean, what in your mind, what are like some of your best memories from South Carolina? And I guess what really propelled you? Because everyone has, you know, the physical abilities, but it takes, you know, a drive.
Yeah.
And what really drove you to be the best overall player?
Oh,
you could possibly
man, I get that question a lot. When I committed to the University of South Carolina, Coach Berger said, "We're going to run the football." And obviously, his history had not been running the football. He was running gun at Florida. He loved to sling it around, but he used his players, and I believed him. I believed him, and we did. We ran the ball a lot. And credit goes to the offensive line. Just had a great group of guys my freshman, sophomore, and junior year. Some of those guys are also in the NFL. But what drove me every single day was watching ESPN. And I would always see a guy, whether it be at Cal or Oregon or Texas, they would break an 80-yard run, 70-yard run. And – for the love of me, I could not break a long run. And I ran so hard trying to run so fast during that process, I was just breaking tackles.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that I ran so violent because I was so mad that I could not break an 80-yard run ever. And that's what drove me every single day. Even after my injury. And I got back to the level where I could compete against SEC defenses. I was so mad that I just could never break a long run. So every single day, I would just see that image of LaMichael James or Kendall Hunter or one of those great backs just breaking a long run, and I want to be that guy.
Speaking of stats, what is the actual stat of your longest run?
58 yards. I never did it.
There are a lot of running backs that haven't hit that would die for that one. So you did okay.
Totally agree. So is there anything, any memory that stands out to you from like your playing days at South Carolina? One, you know, maybe a couple of memories that just jump off the page to you.
You know, football has been great to me. The sport is just, it teaches you so much. Those moments in the locker room you never forget. Those bus rides you never forget. And just clowning around with your teammates. But 2010, going into October, we played the number one team, Alabama. And it was 3:30, perfect game. Before that game, Alshon Jeffrey went on air and said, "Yeah, we're going to beat Alabama." And we were a little shocked. But when we got in the locker room, everybody believed it.
Confidence, yeah.
And that confidence just kicked up a notch. Garcia played perfect. Alshon had a monster game. The offensive line did a great job opening up holes for me, and the defense just shut Greg McElroy and Trent Richardson and Mark Ingram down. And we beat Alabama. And that night in Columbia, South Carolina, I thought there was a riot. I thought something had happened terribly because the streets were just flooded. It was an amazing day. So Alabama game.
I hear you. Now, an important question, and I know this is something you probably talk with your campers. You know, what have you learned just from your actual, you know, playing career that you pass along to some of these you know, young impressionable minds that you're able to, you know, touch in some of these camps? What just, you know, maybe a bit of advice in terms of, you know, following your dreams. What exactly, you know, have you learned to pass along?
Well, at every camp, they soak it up, whatever I say. So I got to make sure I'm saying the right things,
right.
And all the coaches as well. But most of them know my story. Most of them know some of the things I've been through. And they realize when I say be grateful for every single opportunity that you have, whether that be in practice or in a game, I think it sticks with them. Because I even go as far as saying I retired at 23 years old. I want to play 10 years. And that didn't happen. I want to play 10 years in the NFL. I want to be a Hall of Famer. And that didn't happen. So be grateful for every single moment that you got. There's somebody right now who would kill to be in your shoes.
Right.
Some people have physical limitations. Some people made bad decisions. And you have this opportunity. Don't waste it. That's my main message.
Good life skills. Yeah, I mean, it's very important that you're using the sports to teach these kids that life skills and how the sports and life skills can correlate and how much you can get out of life by having good sports skills from the very get-go. That's awesome.
Now, since your playing days in South Carolina, there's been some changes to the landscape of college football.
Oh, yeah.
We'll start off with the college football playoff. In your opinion, what about the college football playoff? Do you like it? Do you dislike it? Indifferent?
I thought it was exciting last year. I thought those were the best four teams, to be honest with you. But being a player, being a coach in that situation, the fans, they will form their opinion. But the players and the coaches, they really probably don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care how it's set up. They don't care what conference they're in, as long as they get the opportunity that they deserve. As a fan sitting in the fan's shoes now, I think it works. I really like the way it's set up. Clemson, Oklahoma, Bama, and Michigan State. Those were the four best teams. I think it's bringing a little bit more money in.
Yeah.
for the NCAA and all the conferences. So hopefully they can keep it going. And if they do make changes, I mean, the teams are going to adjust. They're going to adapt accordingly.
Did you like that it was on New Year's Eve, the games?
I think that was, a bigger audience.
Yeah.
Definitely a bigger audience.
Maximize the revenue, baby.
You got to maximize the revenue, but it was a bigger audience, a lot of people watching, and the weather was nice, you know, keep it in the same location. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Now let's go ahead and get into some of the South Carolina Gamecocks 2016 preview, because I know you're still close with the university.
Yes,
and
sir.
Have you been able to go to any of their spring practices or anything like that?
Absolutely. Since Coach Muschamp has come in, he's just been amazing in reaching out to former athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest things that you hear from the older guys. And he's a great coach. I'm looking forward to it. We got a lot of young players, but they're talented. We got a lot of freshmen that came in that are talented. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys play four quarters.
Yeah.
Because sometimes last year I was a little bit frustrated. Well, very frustrated, to be honest with you. A little bit disappointed that we gave up sometimes in the third quarter when we just could have played four quarters. And I know Coach Muschamp, he preaches, you know, there's no substitute for hard work. There's no substitute for giving effort. Effort, toughness, and discipline. Those are his three biggest things, and I'm looking forward to seeing that because I've seen it being implemented in the weight room with Coach Dillman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a different mentality now. We got a lot of good players.
Oh, yeah. Is it unrealistic to think that this team can make a bowl game this year? I mean, I know they're very young and they have some question marks around the quarterback and other positions, but is it unrealistic to say that they can?
I mean, you never know when you play four quarters.
True.
When you put together a whole game, I mean, those guys could win 7-8 games.
True.
Or they could win four, but I think we're strong at the tight end position. I think we got a leader at the receiver position in Deebo Samuels. And we got a good quarterback battle going. And the secondary is not as bad as what people make it out to be. And our front seven, I think they're going to be okay. So overall, I think we have a good team. It's just putting it together. Our offense coordinator, he's going to put the ball in the hands of playmakers. And that's what we've been recruiting, playmakers. We're strong in the backfield as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing the offense go fast and the defense stop the run. But we put together a whole game. You never know where we could end up in December.
Well, we're running out of time in our segment, but I did throw it out on Friday to the fans on Twitter, some questions that they want to ask you.
There we go.
I received a couple of them, and we'll try and get these in the last minute. But Jonathan wrote in, were you cheering for Clemson in the national championship?
Absolutely.
There we go. I like to hear that.
Absolutely.
My buddy Joe up in D.C. wanted to know, what could you run the 40 in right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'd probably still run a 4.8, 4.7, 4.8 right now.
Still flying. and then we had another person on Twitter wrote in, when you do karaoke, what's your number one go-to song?
I'm a big country fan, so I like Eric Church or Jason Aldean.
There we go.
Either one, all their songs. I love all of them, so any of them.
Well, Marcus, I really appreciate you coming in the studio today and making your rounds around Myrtle Beach. And again, we're going to go ahead and put that information on his camps. And you can also go to marcuslattimore.com to find out more information about this as well. Really appreciate you coming in. Really nice to meet you as well. I'm definitely going to get a picture. I know that's probably inappropriate, but I'm going to do it anyway. Get a picture with you. But really appreciate you coming in. It was a big joy to have you in the studio. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get in contact in the future and do this again sometime.
Thank you guys for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, guys, when we come back, we're going to have our little five-minute segment. We're going to talk about the Olympic Village and all of the calamities that continue to go on there. But right now, let's get to our national sports update, followed by the news and weather.